June 21st. Brianna has done a lot of terrible things to me during her lifetime. But inviting over both Brandon and Andre and not bothering to tell me about it until the very last minute was a new low for her. "How could you do this?" I yelled at her. "Actually, it was really easy. I just texted them," Miss Bribri explained. "With your phone." "What? You used my phone?" I shrieked. "Now, they're going to think I invited them here. Brandon and Andre practically hate each other and can't stand to be in the same room."
"Don't worry, darling. You know what they say. Good food brings everyone together," she said with a cheesy grin.
"It's going to take more than good food for those two to get along," I grumbled.
"But they also say nothing is more exciting to watch than a really good food fight between two people who hate each other," Miss Bribri added cheerfully.
I started to panic. What if Brianna was right? What if Brandon and Andre actually had a food fight?
"Don't worry. There won't be any fighting," Miss Bribri smirked. "Once Brandon and Andre taste the delicious cookies at my cafe, both of them will forget all about you, darling."
"Yeah, probably because they'll both be too busy freaking out over the fact that they just ate some doggy snacks," I shot back.
"Thanks a bunch, Miss Bribri. You've made a humongous mess in the kitchen and in my life."
Right then, I was so angry at Brianna, I wanted to scream. But first, I needed to contact both guys to let them know what was going on before it was too late. I dashed up the stairs to my bedroom to get my cell phone, with Miss Bribri in hot pursuit.
"Stop! I have a very strict no contacting VIP customers allowed policy."
I slammed my bedroom door and locked it. Then I grabbed my phone and started typing an email as fast as my fingers could go. That's when Miss Bribri politely knocked.
"Listen, darling, let's make a deal. Miss Bribri will clean up the messy kitchen and your messy life. Yes? Just don't touch that phone."
"Too late," I said as I hit the send button on my phone. This is the email I sent to Brandon and Andre. "To whom it may concern, you are receiving this email because you have just been scammed by a 6-year-old wannabe pastry chef imposter who calls herself Miss Bribri. Please disregard this lunatic's text invitation to a 5-star French bakery and cafe, as it is only a figment of her imagination. I repeat, please ignore her message and stay home. And whatever you do, do not let her con you into eating her pretty pink cookies, which, strangely enough, are super delicious doggy snacks. Warning, side effects of her cooking may include nausea, vomiting, confusion, dizziness, belly bloat, memory loss, severe acne, swollen feet, bad breath, tooth decay, intense itching, hair loss, uncontrollable diarrhea, ingrown toenails, and pungent body odor. I apologize for any inconvenience my sister may have caused you. I am truly sorry and will spend the rest of the day locked in my bedroom trying to cope with the utter humiliation and sheer embarrassment of having to write this email to you. Your friend, Nikki Maxwell. Within minutes, both Brandon and Andre responded to my email. Hey, Nicole. So the invitation to the French cafe isn't real? That's too bad. I really wanted a taste of home. Andre. What's up, Nikki? I was worried your little sis Brianna was up to something. Thank you for the warning. Brandon. Your VIP guests just canceled, I told Miss Bree-Bree. Now help me clean up this kitchen.
Are you trying to ruin me?
Miss Bree-Bree shouted as she stomped around the kitchen, throwing a temper tantrum, just like those real chefs on TV. We had finally finished up cleaning the kitchen and were about to put away her little chef oven, toys, and cafe stuff when we heard the doorbell. Brianna rushed off to answer the door, and I collapsed into a toy chair and closed my eyes in exhaustion. I was still a little traumatized by all the drama she'd caused with her texts. I must have accidentally dozed off or something, because all I remember is hearing a voice.
Welcome to Miss Bree-Bree's Cafe. Please have a seat. Would you like some lemon tea?
When I opened my eyes, I expected to see Brianna serving tea to her doll or teddy bear, but it wasn't a toy at all.
What was Brandon doing at Miss Bree-Bree's Cafe?
Brandon said that after reading my frantic email, he thought a cupcake would be the perfect thing to cheer me up. He even had one for Miss Bree-Bree.
Squee!
Brandon was right. That cupcake did cheer me up. A lot. We just sat there, kind of staring at each other and blushing while Miss Bree-Bree kept refilling our teacups with her delicious lemon tea. But after her cookie recipe, there was no way I was going to ask her what was in that tea to make it taste so good, because honestly, I didn't even want to know. The last thing I needed was to completely embarrass myself in front of Brandon by spitting lemon tea across the room once I found out the weird, wacky, and slightly gross ingredients she'd used. Anyway, I suddenly started to wonder if it was just me, or did Miss Bree-Bree's cafe actually have kind of a romantic vibe?
Squee!
I was a little surprised when Brandon apologized for all the drama between Andre and him last week. Then he said that he'd received his invitation in the mail a few days ago and was looking forward to hanging out with me at my birthday party. I sighed and explained how the party had been on and off and on and off, and then on again after the invitations accidentally got sent out, and that I didn't have a choice but to contact everyone and let them know that the party was officially canceled again. Brandon just blinked and looked really confused about the whole thing, although I totally didn't blame him. Hey, it's my party, and I'm still pretty confused about it, too. We were finishing up our cupcakes when Brandon cleared his throat and asked me a surprising question. So, Nikki, do you have any plans for dinner? I just got a free gift certificate for food that I won't be using. I think you can probably put it to better use than I can. He smiled. Wow! Thanks, Brandon! I exclaimed. Is it Queasy Cheesy, Crazy Burger, or someplace else? Hey, maybe we can eat dinner there together? Brandon tried his best not to laugh as he pulled the gift certificate out of his pocket and handed it to me. Miss Bribri's French Bakery and Cafe. My food is good. $10 gift certificate. However, after Miss Bribri explained that her special of the day was a bologna and cheese sandwich topped with ice cream, ketchup, goldfish crackers, and rainbow cupcake sprinkles, Brandon and I decided we'd just skip dinner. Then we both laughed until we were gasping for air. Even though most of the food at Miss Bribri's cafe was awful, we actually had a blast there. As much as I'm looking forward to going to Paris this summer and spending time with Andre, I'm really going to miss hanging out with Brandon. I'm very lucky to have him as a friend.